Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amabez. As we continue here in the first parak of Meseches Menachas, parak Kol HaMenachos, that goes all the way until daf Yud Gimel, as we get through all the details and a lot of the parallel discussions that we have back in the first parak of Zvachim, also we have here in the first parak of Menachas. So we start off towards the bottom, Kulhu Karaba. So we just spoke about, we had three different answers to the question of the Stira in Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon said in a brisa on the top of Beis Amabeis that all menachos that are nikmat shalol lishma, they're kosher, and they're alu l'bayel m'shem chova, because a mincha is not like a zevach. A zevach, the language of the Brisa was, a zevach does not have ma'aseh ha-mochichin, and therefore the machshava remains a posel, because the ma'isa does not override, all the ma'isim are the same by zevachim, and that's why we would say that they do not count l'shem chova of the bailim, ma'she'enkin. By a mincha, we say no, by a mincha, the act that you're doing is overrides. It's a machvas, it's a marcheshes, whatever the act is, and therefore that's where Reb Shimon says Kshera. That was one brisa, but then we had the other brisa towards the bottom of that same amud that Reb Shimon says Mincha is compared to Kachatas Ka'asham, and in some ways it's like a Chata, some ways like an Asham. And the Gemara said if it's a Mincha Schote, then it's like a Chatas and it's Psula. If it's like an Asham, so then it is. And if it's done shalol l'shma, so then it would be kshira like an asham. But also, just like an asham is kasher v'ena maratzeh, so to the minchas nedava would be kshira v'ena maratzeh. So again, one brisa says that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's all good, even if it's shalol l'shma. The other brisa says no. So we have three different answers to that question. Answer number one was the answer of Rabba. The difference is shini kodesh and shini bailim. What was the shalol l'shma? That was on Beis Amabeis. That was one answer. And then we got off on a little tangent there about, is that really true? According to Rabbi Shimon, Maisim override Machshavos, and then we went through all of the different cases of examples, and of Gimel and Aleph and yesterday's Daf, of cases, is this Maisa Mochiach, is this not Maisa Mochiach, what would people think, is it so clear, and we said in some cases in Achinami, some cases Rabbi Shimon would agree, if it's totally Maase Mochiach, that your Machshava is Sheker, so your Machshava would not have any effect, and the Maisa would win. But that was one first answer, Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailim, and then we had the two other answers on yesterday's Daf. We had the answer of Rava, on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, the difference is whether your kavana was komitz mincha l'shem mincha or l'shem zevach, right? Which one did you do? And number three, l'shem zevach would be pasul, and l'shem mincha would be okay because of the pasuk of zos toras hamenachos. And answer number three was Rav Ashi, whether you said komitz machvas l'shem marcheshes or komitz minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. If you just did it l'shem a utensil, so that doesn't pasul. It's just a machshava that doesn't make a difference. While if you did it l'shem the minchas marcheshes, so then that would be a significant machshava. And we had questions on each of these as we're going to review right now. So the Gemara says, what's the problem with each shita? Why did each one reject the other opinion? So Kulu Karabalo Amri, about 8 lines up. So why did everybody reject Rabba? Rabba was the first opinion that we had. Da Adarabba. Why? Because as we learned yesterday, number 2 and number 3 approach, reject the Svara of the first approach. What was the first approach? If the Machshava is clearly false, then it has no effect. And the Maisa wins. So the other opinions say, who says that? Who says that just because the Maisa shows clearly that the Machshava is problematic, then the Machshava would not have any effect? Who says that? Adarabba, they say the opposite Svara, as Rashi also pointed out yesterday. Machshava de Minkra Pasul Rachmana. Right, there is, if you have a machshava that is clearly wrong in terms of what you're doing, so that it does have an effect and it can pasul. Right, look at Rashi in the middle of the medium lines. Rashi says, Adarabba, machshava de Minkra shehu mechazev. Rashi adds in those two words in the Gersa. Right, a machshava that's clearly false, pasul Rachmana. That would cause problems. The opposite of Rabba, who says a machshava that's totally off wouldn't cause any problem. Rashi adds in Shalo Yomru, why would it be a problem if it's I'm thinking Marcheshes and I'm doing Machvas. So why is that a problem? It's clearly meaningless. The answer is no, it's not meaningless. Shalo Yomru, Mutter Lashanos, Vilavar Alavodas Karbano. So people don't think that you can be Mishana and violate the Avodas HaKarban. No. If you have a problematic thought, it could cause a problem to the carbon, and you're not allowed to do it. Stop, you're not allowed to do it, and it could cause a cause a problem. So number one, that's why the second opinion and the third opinion would reject Rabba. Kirava lo amri, Rava, the other opinions do not accept. Why? Vizos Torah lo mashmaluhu. Rava Svara was, no matter what menachah you think about, it's going to be included in Zos Torah. So they don't like that Svara. Lo mashmaluhu. And again, maybe there's some lumdus behind that, as we said. Maybe Zos Torah means there's all a connection between all menachas. Right? All one shame echa, shame karban. And that's what Zos Torah includes. And they don't agree with that. Lo mashmaluhu. Maybe that's what's behind it. Maybe partly because of the question that we asked on that. Why don't you say the same thing by Vezoras Taras Achatas? And Karavashi Lo Amri, and Karavashi, the third opinion, the other opinions do not accept. Mishum Kushya Derav Acha Berei Derava. Because of the Kasha of Rav Acha Berei Derava, who asked the Kasha at the end of yesterday's shir about Balila. But if you think Lashem Kli is a problem, so why don't you say Lashem Balila is not a problem, and then you get Chariv Mishum Balula, and what about Bila, and what about Shlamim, right? So that discussion, brings into question Rav Ashi Shita, and that's why some would reject it. Period. Says the Gemara, Milsa the Pshita Leila Rabba, Lahai Gisa, Ula Rava Lahai Gisa, Miboya Leila Rav Oshia. The halacha that was obvious to Rabba in one direction and to Rav in the other direction was Gufa, a question that Rav Oshia had. What was the issue? Our issue that we started off with today, a machshava that is clearly false. So does that obviously ruin the carbon, or does that obviously not ruin the carbon? So according to Rabba, it obviously does not ruin the carbon. According to Rabba, it obviously does ruin the carbon. Rav Oshia wasn't sure about it. That was his question. And again, as we mentioned yesterday, in different areas of halacha, you have different precedents and different models. So the question is, what would machshava do here? In every area of halacha, machshava plays a unique role. In Hilchos Kachim, it plays a unique role. In Hilchos Shabbos, it plays a unique role. In Hilchos Tefillah, it plays a unique role. Right? That's in mitzvahs in general, it plays a unique role. And all these might be different. Right? The sugya, the machlokas, tanoim, amoraim, rishonim, aposkim, mitzvah srichas kavana, or mitzvah ein srichas kavana. Right? So what do you paskin? So you see mitzvahs playing a role in general. We know that the Machlokas Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonin, Maseches Brachas says that whole discussion of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Ein Srichas Kavana, is only by a Mitzvah Shel Maisa. If I have a Mitzvah Shel Dibur, Mitzvah Shel Amira, of course Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Because there's no, you can't say, oh, you did the objective Maisa anyway, so even if without Kavana, it would be okay. No, Rabbeinu Yonin says when it comes to Mitzvah Shel Dibur, like Tefillah, like, what are the other examples? He gives examples of Mitzvah Shel Dibur. Saying Karbanos, it's an important Rabbeinu Yonah in general, for that detail. For Mitzvah Shel Amira, of course Mitzvah Zrichas Kavana. Without Kavana, it's nothing, because you didn't do anything. Right? The part of the definition of Dibur is Kavana. So we know by Fila, Mitzvos, for sure it's Zrichas Kavana. Right? That might be different than the Rishonim that discuss Sfiras HaOmer. Right? We know that we're Machmir, Lechachila, by Sfiras HaOmer, not to say what night it is. Right, we don't say what night it is. Why don't we say what night it is? Because even though you don't have kavana to do it, but you might be yotze. What do you mean? I thought Rabbeinu Yonah says mitzvah shel dibur. Of course, you have to have kavana. See, if you're choshish for that, so then you're saying that maybe not like Rabbeinu Yonah, that even automatically, unless you say maybe there's a difference between mitzvahs darais and mitzvahs drabanan. The Radvaz is bechalik. The Magen Avraham quotes this in Siman Samach in Arachayim. The Radvaz is bechalik between mitzvahs darais and mitzvahs drabanan. By mitzvahs daraisa, mitzvahs srichas kavana. By mitzvahs drabanan, mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. And if Sirius Omer Bizmana says Drabanan, so maybe that's why you'd be Machmir for that, even if you might accept Rabbeinu Yonah on a technical level. So that's another chiluk between how Kavana plays a role, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana or Ein Srichas Kavana. Reb Chaim, just to mention what we're talking about, Tefillah, has his well-known idea about Kavana being part of the definition of Tefillah. Reb Chaim there, if you remember, in Hilchos Tefillah, answers the stira in the Rambam. The Rambam that says in one place that if I don't have Kavana in davening, I'm not Yotze. I'd have to daven again. And the other Rambam that says, no, I should have tried to have Kavana in Tefillah, but as long as I have Kavana in the first bracha of the Amida, it's okay. So what do you mean? Rambam can say two different things. So he explains there are two types of Kavana. One is really a din in Kavana. The first one, Pirush Amilos, knowing what the words mean. That's a din in Kavana. There's davening, and I should have Kavana when I daven. And lechadchila in everything, and if not, b'diavad the first bracha. But then the other type of kavana is not a din in kavana; it's a din in the definition of tefila, and that is, of course, as he says, amida lefnei hamelach, standing in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the recognition that I'm talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different type of kavana. That's part of the definition of what I'm doing, not just an added element. And without that, Reb Chaim says, so then it's there's not, I didn't daven. Again, the roots of that are already in the earlier, in the Rambam and in the Gemara. It's already rooted there. But Reb Chaim is the one that expanded it and spelled it out. But again, there's a kavana by tefillah. Rabbi Yonah was kavana by mitzvah shel dibor. We have kavana by kachim. We have kavana by mitzvahs that require lishma. We have kavana by Shabbos. So all of these. So Rabbi Oshia wonders here. Rabba thinks a problematic makshava for sure ruins by karbanas. For sure does not ruin by karbanas. Rabba thinks it does. And what about Rabbi Oshia? He has the question. The boy Rabbi Oshia, the amri la boy minei. Rabbi Oshia may Rabbi Asi. Either he added the own question or he answered from Rabbi Asi. Mincha l'shum zevach mali amar Rabbi Shimon. A mincha that was a nikmatz, or the avodah was done l'shem zevach. So what would Rabbi Shimon say in that case? That's the shaila that he had. Time of the Rabbi Shimon mishua machshava deminkara lo pasla v'ha machshava deminkara hu. Is the reason for Rabbi Shimon, like Rava said, that if it's a machshava that's clearly recognizable, that it's against the maisa that you're doing, that wouldn't ruin it, and therefore so to hear, if you're doing a kmitza and you have l'shem zevach, obviously you're not doing zevach. As we said yesterday from the Chidushei Rashba, how exactly do you do that? A kmitza l'shem zevach, if zevach is not shayach in the world of kmitza, so do you say it's not a problem? O dilma, or no? Taimer de Rabbi Shimon, mishum dechziv, v'zos taras ha-mincha, v'zevach lo ksiv. Anything l'shem mincha would be okay, but l'shem zevach would be pasul, because it's out of the fold of the kavanas that are acceptable. So he had the question. That was the question. So let's go with the second version. The Rav Oshia asked this from Rav Asi, and Amar Lei, Rav Asi answers, Klum hi ganu l'sof daitel shor b'shimin. We don't know the answer. We don't know where b'shimin svara. Right? Karaba lo mashana le mishim kushya d'abaya. Karaba lo mashana le mishim kushya v'zot soras achatas. Kravashi lo mashana le mishim kushya d'ravacha b'rei d'rava. Right? Each of the opinions, how to answer the stira, has a problem with it. So we're not sure exactly what Rabbi Shimon's svar is. I can't answer your question. So therefore you see, he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure about the svara of what Rabbi Shimon would hold. Again, the later Amoraim didn't know exactly what the shita of Rabbi Shimon was. That doesn't mean that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Right? It doesn't mean that we hold like Rabbi Shimon, but either way, they were trying to figure out the shita of a Rabbi Shimon. Just because we don't hold like a shita doesn't mean that they can't try to figure out exactly what the shita is. That's the story that we mentioned in the past, that somebody once came to Rav Soloveitchik. How do we spend so much time on Beis Shammai? Right? Isn't it Bittul Torah Daraisa? Right? It's Bittul Torah, but Beis Shammai. We don't focus on Beis Shammai. We don't pass on Beis Shammai. So Rav Soloveitchik obviously answered the obvious svara that there's a difference between the Chefsa Shel Torah of Talmud Torah and the Chovas HaGavra of our following, what we do, normative practice. Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah. Doesn't matter which part of Torah one focuses on. The shittas that we hold like, right, the mitzvahs derabanan are also Talmud Torah daraisa. You can spend your a whole year on Maseches Brachas and Maseches Megillah and focus mostly on dinim derabanan, but that's Talmud Torah daraisa. In terms of the Chovas HaGavra, so the Chovas HaGavra might be derabanan, but it's not doesn't take away at all from the mitzvah daraisa of Talmud Torah, and the same with all the shittas we don't paskin like. So yeah, the Amoraim were struggling trying to figure out the shita of Rabbi Shimon, even though they might not have paskin like Rabbi Shimon. That's okay, because that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, trying to understand the das of the earlier shittos. The Amoraim did it, trying to understand the das of the Tanaim. It's like the Ramban writes in the Hakdama to the Malchamos, where he says, a lot of what I'm going to do here in this Sefer is not because I hold like I think the Rif is right. Right? It's not. I'm fighting the wars of Hashem, the Malchamos Hashem, to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Baal Amor. But it doesn't mean I'm always going to hold like the Rif. It means that L'Kavod HaRishonim, I have to make sure that the Rif is defended, but not that he's always going to hold like him. So again, that's Pilpula Shel Torah, as we know. Okay, next, we're up to the next line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, back to the sheet of the Rabbanan, right, out of the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah said, start off, kol manachis, all manachos that are nikmat shalol l'shma, are kosher, lo alo l'bailam l'shem chova, they're kosher, but they don't count to fulfill the chiyuv, except for minchas chote and minchas kinaos, right, the ones that are connected to chatas, chote and kinaos, the carbon of a sota, those are psula shalol l'shma. Because the chatas cannot exist without its connection to the owner and without its functioning. So Bishlama says the Gemara, Minchas Chote, Chatas Ka Yerachmana. By the Minchas Chote, I understand, it's called the carbon chatas by the Torah. And that's why the Mincha V'Chote is included, right? That's the carbon olav yored by the chataos, the specific chataos that one brings a chadas olav yored for. So it calls it a chadas. Lo yasim aleha shemen velo yitin aleha levona ki chatas hi vigomer. Right? So it's called a chatas. That's why she had the same halachas of a chatas, and that is psula shelo lishma. Ela minchas kinaos minalan. But by minchas kinaos, how do I know that that is has the same halachas of chatas? If you look just for a moment at the Shin Kubet says in Oz Gimel, the Shita says on chatas kai rachmana, the Torah calls it a chatas, you know the halacha. V'im tomar, follow beper kama dizvachim, matzrich kroy lekola chatos. V'lo nafik chad meidach, mishim dechatas kai rachmana. Why is it over here? Well, it's called a chatas, so you compare all chatos to each other. If you look back in the first parak of Zvachim, we needed a separate makor for every chatas. That this is the halacha by every chatas. By the shechita, by the halacha, the kabbal. We did every avoda, by every karban. So all of a sudden here, oh, it's like a chatas. Okay, so it's like all the category of chatas. While over there, no, every single chatas has to be included by another pasuk. The Yesh Lomar says, Tosfos, Lefia maskana nicha, Tahai milsa da'ach eino medes. Okay, this doesn't hold up maskana anyway, so don't worry about it. Inami, or says the Shita, af lamai desalka daita chashta lokashemiti. The bishlamash sha'ar chataos, sheshman chatas, lo yafinan mehadadi. When it comes to other chataos, they each have their own type of avoda, their own category, so that's why you can't learn from each other. But by mincha, maybe mincha is different. Right, by other chataos, so then, lo yafinim yadadi, you already learn them all from each other there, and therefore they're all, maybe the maskana consider one category, and then maybe you can include. But mincha, you don't have that. Back to the Gemara, ela mincha kenos binolan. But mincha's kenos is a different type of category, and therefore, you should, what's the makar? Again, that shita is reflecting, you have to figure out exactly the nukudas of machlokas of the two deos there, but again, the relationship between all chatos to each other, all minchos to each other, as we mentioned. So what's the source for minchas kenos being considered a chatos, and the, rules being the same? Again, minchas kenos is a little different. If you think about it, what's it about? It's minchas kenos, as we learned in other contexts, it's called levarer avon. That's the purpose of the karban, to clear up. Was there an avera done? Maybe. That's the karban. The karban is to figure out whether their avera was done or not. There was an avera done, the isra of yichud. Fine. But isra of yichud is not what mandates the karban, right? The karban is to figure out whether this woman is a surah labayla. Right now she's a surah labayla because of sota. Whether she could go back to be muteris labayla. So that's why it's in the world of chait, but it's not actually a chait like the others. That's why the Gemara asks, Minchas Kenos Minolan. So answer the Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, Minchas Kenos Mosara Nedava. The following, there's a brisa that was said in front of Rav Nachman that said, Minchas Kenos, if somebody sets aside money for the mincha of a karbet sota, a woman sets aside the money, so the leftover money, maybe it didn't cost as much as she thought it would cost, so that leftover money goes to be a nedava. Goes to be a nedava. That's what the brisa says. So, Amar Le, Rav Nachman here, this is a shopper karmet. That's good. I agree with that. Maskeres avon ksivba, because the karban, minchas kenos, is called a maskeres avon, related to a sin, ubechadas ksiv, and by chadas it says, vosan asan lachem laseis avon ha'ida, same word, avon, zereshava avon avon, so we compare, machatas mosara nedava, just like chatas, if I set aside money for a chatas, and it didn't cost as much, so that extra money goes to nedava, goes into the base of Migdash, and goes for karbanis nedava, that's not called a chatas that's left over, that it has to be like one of the chatos mesos. No, this is leftover money that I didn't use. So just like chada mosar nedava, af minchas kinaos mosar nedava. So too, the minchas kinaos is mosar nedava, as we know from the gzeira shava. Uke chatos, and like chatos, machadas psula shelo lishma, af minchas kinaos psula shelo lishma. So Rav Nachman says, I agree. It's not called chatos in the pasuk, but it's called maskeres avon, and avon is enough for the gzeira shava, avon, to include it. Good. Interesting, halacha of Mosara Nedava is a halacha Moshe Misinai. Right, the Gemara mentions elsewhere in Tmura, in Daf Tezayin, it is a halacha Moshe Misinai that Mosara Nedava. What does Nedava Pashtus mean? When we say Moser is Nedava, like the Mishnayos and Shkalim talk all about Moser and Nedava, that means for the carbon Ola, locates the Mizbeach. In the time, in the summer, when the Mizbeach doesn't have too many carbonos on it, so we take that money out, and we buy carbon Olas with it, and we are makrivit on behalf of just the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach should always be busy. The Brisker Rav points out that if you look in the Rambam, it's a little tricky. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, the Rambam quotes this halacha, Hamafresh mos l'minchas chote, perek hey halacha ches. If somebody's mafresh mos for a minchas chote, vehevi mehem minchaso, o shehifresh minchas chote vahosira, hamosar yavi. So what should the next words mean? The mosar should be for olas ketzem izbeach. The Rambam says, hamosar yavi minchas nedava. If you have your leftover, if you have mosar, so you bring nedava, you bring minchas nedava. And the makar of this, the Brisker Rav now quotes, is the Gemara in Menachas Naf Kufches, as we will see. But the problem is that, as we just said, the Pasha's understanding, the way Rashi understands that in Menachas Naf Kufches, Nidava Pirish Pirusha Nidva Sibur, Tahainu Ola Laketza Mizbeach, like all Mosaros. Ubedivre Harambam, Hare Mavur Shiyakrav Mea Mosar Minchas Nidava, Vizela Chorat Sarachiyun. Ask the Brisker Rav. Tahare Yisoda Davar Deminchas Chote Mosar Nedava. It's a little difficult because what's the whole source that we just learned that the Mosar of a Mincha goes Nedava? The whole source is from Chatas. The Mosar of Chatas is not brought. You can't have a Chatas Nedava, obviously. But the halacha is there that the Mosar is brought for Olas Nedava, and here Mincha, the Mosar of a Mincha is learned out from Mosar of a Chatas. And it's a minchas nedava. But is that only because, well, by chatas, you can't bring a chatas nedava. So you have a choice, you go to olas nedava. But here, you can bring a nedava, but if the source is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, shouldn't it be parallel? Shouldn't it be parallel? V'im kein, havi le lomar, lios dina kemosar chatas, da ozol ketzem is bayach. Umheche tesi neima, she yakrib mimen, a minchas nedava, madalo ashkechan hachi b'shum duchta. You don't find this anywhere. How did the Moser go to Minchas Adava? Why all the other Nedavas, all the other Mosers we know, go to Olas Adava? V'hanire muchrech lomar b'dasa Rambam. So you have to say, in the Rambam, it must be that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai has two steps. And the Rambam only understands step one as the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and not step two. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, built along with the Gzeira Shava, is only that it should go l'nedava. What Nedava? That's learned out from a drasha. And that drasha is up to machlokas. The sphere lead to the MSB Yisoda Din Shal Mosaros Tre Dini Isnehu Bazet. There are two halachas. Chada Iker Ha'alacha. The Moser Chadas Va'asham Vistumin Azal Nedava. Number one, Allah Moshe B'Sinai, that the Moser goes Lendava. V'Yisoda Dover Zehu Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Kimavuar B'Tmura Dafte Zayin. Like it says in Tmura Dafte Zayin, that all Moser, even the Hanach Gam Chatos Roos, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But Ulam Svirle Laharambam to Bahalacha Zu Be'emes Lo Nemar Klal Shem Ola. Doesn't say anything about Ola in the formulation of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rak Shem Nedava Bilvat. Ve'had Karva Ola. Why is Ola? That's learned out from the Drusha of Yehoyada HaKohen. To call Shehu Mishem Chadas U Mishem Asham Yilkach Ben Olos Habasar Lashem Va'oris Lakohanim. As we had that Drusha. But that's only about Chadas and Asham. That's Rasha. Mincha, Nidvas Mincha, I mean, Moser Mincha, so that's the Nedava, but it has a different application. And therefore, it could be a Nedava, a Minchas Nedava. V'sfir le'la Ramam, the Medrash Yoyada, lo rak l'gluye asa al ha'alacha, the Nedava, the Raslamar Ola, rak hu zeh be'emez din sheni, no saf al ha'alacha, the Nedava zu yakrivu olas behema. And that's why Mincha could be different, right? He's also explaining this based on the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself, if you remember, problematic sheets of the Rambam, but the Rambam says there's never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's part of the definition of halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos. Both halacha Moshe B'Sinai and what the Rambam calls Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, the first two categories within Torah Shebaal Peh, both of those have no machlokas about them. And what's the difference between those two? That's the Rambam that depends if I could have figured it out myself after 100 years. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, I would never have figured it out myself. Right, this halacha about leftover chatas and asham go to ola, I would never have said that. Why would I have said that? It's not based on logic. But both of them have no machlokas, which is problematic because there seem to be many machlokos about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And you have to figure out exactly if the Rambam might not say they are halacha mishmi Sinai, he has different categories. But either way, that's step one. He can't argue. So that's what the Brisk Rav is saying. He's not arguing. It's Nadava, just the step two of the drasha. That's what he says might only apply to Chatas and Asham and does not apply to Mincha. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara. So what, now we had a limud for Minchas Kinaos being considered Maskeres Avon, and therefore it is Psula Shelo Lishma. Says the Gemara, Elameata. If you're saying Avon is good enough, Asham Yepasha Shelo Lishma, Asham also. But there is a Tana that says that. Rabbi Elazar, we don't paskin that way. Right, but it may be just the same thing by Asham. The Gamar Avon Michatas. Maybe you have learned it from Chatas too. So answer: Donin Avon may Avon Vein Davin Avon No may Avon. When it comes to Asham, it's a different word. It's Avon No, and therefore we don't have to say that Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara by Nafkamina. But what do you mean? We know Gzeira Shavas are flexible. V'Hadan Dveri Bishmael Uvishav Hakohen Uba Hakohen. A different word, and we call it, so to speak, Gzeira Shava. We compare the context. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. Right by Bayis Hamenuga and the Kohen going and the Kohen coming. So you don't need the exact same word. So what's wrong with Avon Otavon? The Ode, and also you want to say Avono? Fine, I'll give you another case of Chatos that has Avono. Ligmar Avono Avono may Avon Dishmias Hakol. Right, the case of Shvuas Eidus, Tichsev Imlo Yagid Vinasa Avono. So even Avono appears by a Chatas. So why don't you have a direct Gzeirah Shavah either? The word doesn't have to be so exact. And even if it does, we have it. So, says the Gemara, Ella, different answer. Ki Gemiri Gzeirah Shavah Lamoser Nedava Hu Degemiri. The Gzeirah Shavah is learned out only for Mosar Nedava. Right, that's the Gzeirah Shavah is only learned out from that. The second stage is not part of the Gzeirah Shavah, and therefore it wouldn't apply to Karban Asham. And if you want to say, well, wait a minute, once you have Gzeirah Shavah, you can't go only halfway, which relates to, if you remember the sugyas that we had, don mino mina, don mina boki ba'asra, right? How much could you have a limud only halfway? And how much do you say, no, you have to go the whole way? So either way, here the Gemara says, ing shir lamechsa, even though Rav Yosef Engel has many examples where we have gzeir shavas lamechsa, 15 examples where he has gzeir shavas lamechsa, but the Gemara still says this in certain context. How could you go halfway? Answer the Gemara, you go halfway here because you have a pasuk that's megala that limits it. Goli Rachmana, Gabe Chatas Vishachat, Osa Lachatas. Osa Lishma Ksheresh Lolishma Psula, only it by a Chatas. Do we say it is Pasul Shalolishma? Aval Kol Kachim, but other Kachim, including Asham, Bein Lishma, Bein Shalolishma and Ksherin. But by other Karbanas, including Asham, we say it is Kasha. Basically, the Pasuk is Mitzamsem Vidrasha. Even if you want to say usually Eng Zer Shavala Mechza, if you have a Limud, to counter it, so that could limit the Gzeirah Shavah. Again, all Gzeirah Shavahs are learned out from Mesorah, eight on the Don Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo, but there's a lot of flexibility once you have that Gzeirah Shavah. We mentioned the Rishonim say, the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Me'iri writes in Masechta Shavuos, that the words, certain words are passed down, but where do you connect those words to? So that's open for the, how could they, open for Tanoim. I think this word should compare to this word in context A. Others say no, in context B, it's the same word. But, you know, the words themselves, you have to have a Mesorah. That's the Ramban's comment. It's impossible to make a Gzeirah Shavah yourself. You're not allowed to. Why? Because it's impossible to have a large book that doesn't repeat words. Of course words are going to be repeated. What, every time it says the same word in two different places in a large book, you're going to compare them? No. That's why there's a Mesorah about Gzeirah Shavahs. But where do you compare the different context of the words, so that's flexible, and that could be based on Svara also, right? The balance we discussed a few months ago. The balance of Drushas and Svara. And Svara does play a role in the Drushas Chazal that we have. It's not just automatically trying to figure out, you know, uncovering what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's also Svara. That's not going to be a machlokas about different Drushas. Okay, so Ella Viter, we continue. So we compared, we had the two Karbanas Chatas that were Psulim. So Ela Minchas Chodim, Minchas Kanos, the Psulim Shelo Lishma Minalan. So if you're telling me that the Gzeirah Shavah is only on step one, only teaching me that it is the first halacha, Moser Nedava, so how do you know that Pasul Shelo Lishma? So Chatas, Taima Mayim Yishim Dechsibba, He, it is as it is. And therefore, if you try to change it, it's Pasul. So Hachanami, Haksiv Behuhi. So here too, it says, by a regal achatas he, so also by these two, it says he. Says the Gemara, Asham Nami, Utsiv Behu. Same type of limud. By Asham, it also says that. So you should say an Asham is also Pasol Shalol Lishma. Mar said, no. Ha hu, la'achar haktaras emur and hu dechsev. That hu by Asham is written later on in the process, after haktaras emurin, the burning of the fats, and that itself is ama'akev kidetanya. Aval Asham lo ne'amar bo hu, elo la'achar haktaras emurin, and hu atzma shlokter emurin, kasher, emurav kasher. And if you don't even do the haktaras emurin, it's kasher. So you're telling me if you do the haktaras emurin, shalol lishma, it's going to be pasol. Sometimes we do have that. If you're missing something, versus having something and having it bad. You know, it's better not to have something than to have it and to have it ruined. But the Gemara doesn't say that's far here. Right? No, haktaras emurin is not needed. So, you know, it can't be that if you do it in a problematic way, it's going to be kasher. Right? The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin on Dav Dalet or so, where the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you don't need Edei Chasima, because he holds Edei Mesira Karsi, if you don't need it. But if there's a problem with them, so then Mezuyach Mitocho could be a problem. Right? So even if you don't need something, sometimes if you have it, you know, it's gotta be. So the Gemara here doesn't say that though. The Gemara here says, though, that if you don't need it, that it's not going to be kosher. It's not going to be kosher anyway. There is a Sifri. If you look in the first page of the Sfas Emes on Zvachim, back in Zvachim, again, a parallel Gemara, the Sifri quotes the Sifri in Parshas Korach that quotes a pasuk on the pasuk of Tisu Avon HaMikdash. The Izarak v'hiktir v'eini yodea l'shei mi zarak v'eini yodea l'shei mi hiktir ha-kohanim nosei avon. The language is, if the kohanim do the avoda, zarak v'hiktir haktara se murin. So, and you don't know, l'shem mi hiktir, the kohanim nosei avon. So one second, I thought haktaras emurin isn't ma'akev anyway. So how could the medrash be talking about that there's a problem if you have the problematic thought during haktara? So the Sfas Emes there says, l'aniyaz da'iti ayinira kavanas ha-sefri, she'im ein ha-kohen bar das, leida l'shem mi zarkinu maktirin, hayna l'shem Hashem, bazen nosei avon. You need a bar das. So that's a basic, right? Even if you don't need any type of thought, then it's not ma'akev, but that's what the Sifri is telling me. We need at least a bar das that knows l'shem mi maktirin lo. Okay. Vayta, we continue. So ve'ela hu lamali. So by Asham, we're saying that who doesn't really play a crucial role because it's in the context of an avoda that's not ma'akev anyway. So what is the word who teaching me there? Who is an exclusionary word? So what is the who teaching me? So it's teaching me the halacha that we mentioned even just recently. Look at the Rav Huna Marav. The Rav Huna Marav says, Asham shenitak l'ri'iya. An Asham that is separated, is minutak l'ri'iya, it's sent out to graze. Right, the five, the halacha Moshe Misinai, of the five chatos mesos, a chatos whose owner dies, or it got lost and you find another one, or it's a baby of a chatos, or it's a temur of a chatos, or any other shnasa, right? All of those. So all of those chatos that have to be left to die, by asham, it's sent out to graze. And once it gets a mum, you sell it and you bring an ola. So that's asham shenitek l'ri'iya. So an asham that was sent out l'ri'iya. Again, what does nitek mean? We just had this a couple days ago. Itok Rashi says, if it's given over to the shepherd, Masro Laroa. Rashi, your beginning of Zachim, said, Bezdin announces that this is the halacha. Dvarim Shadim of what Nitak is. Right? Then we just spoke about this on Daf Beis, I think. Right? Back on Daf Beis. Well, what does Nitak mean? Or we had at the end of Zachim. I think it was the end of Zvachim. But either way, Asham Shinitak L'Ri'iyah. So an Asham Shinitak L'Ri'iyah, V'shachto Stam. So it was sent out, and then you shechted it without any kavana kashal l'shem ola. It's already kashal l'shem ola because you already menatek it. As long as you did whatever nituk requires. Send it to the roeh, announced, but we're medayik, nitak in lo, nitak lo. It's only good kashal l'shem ola if it was ready minutak. If it wasn't nitak yet, so then no, it wouldn't be good. Then it would be a problem. Amar kra, well, how do you know that? Who, that's the who. Bahava yaso, yehei. It is still in its state. So who, it is still an asham. Until you've undone that through nitak. We mentioned then also, the last time we discussed this, the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in a few places. And that is, according to Rashi, this is a din d'oraisa. Sounds like a din d'oraisa. Sounds like Rashi. Sounds like you need nituk. And if you didn't do nituk, if you didn't separate it, if you didn't uproot the shame asham to allow it to become an ola, so then it's going to be puzzle if you did it, shalol l'shma, even the haktaras imurin. But the Rabbeinu Tam says this is a din d'rabbanan, meaning on a daraisa level, an asham could flow right into a chatas, into an ola. An asham could flow right into an ola. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a din d'rabbanan. Right? So how do you understand the Gemara? Who b'hava yaso yehei? So he says that's exactly the opposite. Who means it's an ola. Who b'hava yaso yehei? It's an ola. Even without the nituk. The nituk is a dindarabon on gzera. You might do it without being in a state of one of the ashamos that have to be minutak l'ri'ya. But either way, that's an important discussion of Rashi Ibn Atam about asham shenituk l'ri'ya and a sugi that we discuss often, the relationship between asham and ola and asham and chatas and ola and chatas, the relationship between all those karbanos. Okay, Amar Rav, says Rav, minchas ha'omer shekamsa shelo l'shma psula. So the Mishnah spoke about karbanas mincha shelo l'shma machalek between chatos versus other karbanas. What about the chatos shel tzibur? So Rav says, if I bring the minchas haomer brought on the second day of Pesach, tes zayin nisan, if I bring the minchas haomer and I'm komitin shelo l'shma, it is psula. It is, it's not a chatos. Doesn't matter. It's psula. Why? Holu bas lahatir velo hitira. Because, what are you going to tell me? It's kosher, but it doesn't count? No. The whole point of the Omer is that it counts. It has to be matir the chadash. And if it wasn't matir the chadash, so then it's puzzle. Because it can't exist without its purpose. Right? That's the shchidish of Rav. Minchas Omer shalol l'shma is psula. And, v'chein ata Omer, also by other karbanas ashen that serve a purpose, that need to achieve a result. They also are pasul shalol l'shma, other karbanos. V'chein ata omer ba'ashem nazir, ba'ashem mitzora, sheshachtan shalol l'shma psulin. Also those, we thought Hashem is kosher shalol l'shma. No, it doesn't count. No, by an Hashem mitzora, Hashem nazir, by an Hashem nazir, it finishes, it helps him start again. Right? Remember, an Hashem of a nazir, the only bird of a nazir became tamei. By the end of a nazir's process, he brings an ola shlamim and chatas. If a nazir becomes tamei, he has to bring an Hashem in order to restart. And Asham among others. But so, Asham Nazir, you can't say that it didn't do what it has to do. It has to allow him to start again. Right, Rashi says, Nazir Tameh maybe Asham Lahakshir Luminian Naziris Tara, in order to start again. And Asham Mitzora, that's what allows him to come back into the camp outside of three machanos. So those also, Rav says, if I check those shalol l'shma, it's possible, ho lubo l'hachshir v'lo hechshiro. So it's coming to be machshir, and it wasn't hochshar. I have to continue, hopefully if we have time at the end, we'll come back, if not another time, about the Isra of Chadash, talking about Minchas Omer, is back to the Chadash, right, the different defenses of how many people over the past 1,000 years were in Makbanan Chadash, so we will have to come back to it. Okay, either way, Tanan, says the Mishnah, 1 second. So Rav, you're adding in three karbanos that are pasul shelo l'shma. Minchas ha'omer, Asham Nazir, and Asham Mitzora. But the Mishnah didn't mention it. Tanan, kala menacha, shenik mitzvah shelo l'shma, ksheros, Elish lo olo bayim l'shem chova. A carbon, all the minchas are kosher, but they don't count. Chos b'minchas chodi, minchas kenos. That's what our Mishnah said. V'yemisa, and if Rav, you're right, listi nami chos b'minchas ha'omer. Why is minchas ha'omer listed in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, three chilukim. The Mishnah left it out because it's not in the category the Mishnah is talking about. Ki k'tani, when is the Mishnah talking? Ba, ki k'tani, ba yachid. Ba tzibur lo k'tani. The Mishnah is mentioning the carbon is yachid. That are pasul shelo l'shma. Not the carbon is sibur, right? And omer is a carbon sibur. Ki k'tani, ba bigla atzma. It's only listed, the Mishnah only lists the carbonas that are by themselves. Ba bigla zevach, lo k'tani. But if it comes with other carbonas, the omer comes with other karbanos, right? The minchas omer comes with a keves, as it says in Emor, v'atzisim v'yom ha'nifchem es ha'omer, keves, right? Pasuk in Emor. And kiktani, so that's why it's not listed. And number three, kiktani hanach shein kavu alem zman, only karbanos that don't have a kavu zman are listed, ki ha de kavu alem zman lo k'tani. Here, the omer has a set time, and therefore, the Mishnah is not mentioning karbanas that have a set time. There's a fascinating discussion by the Achronim. I'll mention it from the Mishnah's Yavetz, Rav Zhulti, in Arachayim, Simin Chaf Hei, where he talks about the Minchas HaOmer. Right? The Gemara here says it has a set time. So when's the set time? Tezayin Nisan. Tezayin in the second day of Pesach. Here's the Chakira. Is the Karban HaOmer really a Karban of Pesach? Or is it a separate carbon sibur which happens to be brought on Pesach? Yes, l'maisa it's always brought on Pesach, but we don't mention the Karban Omer in our Musaf that we daven on Pesach. We mention all the Karbanas. We don't mention the Karban Omer in Musaf. Or he points out, great question, right? The Gemara in Erechin Dafyud. Right, Gemara in Erechin talks about the ingredients that you need for Hallel. When do you say Hallel? Gemara says, why do you say Hallel on Shabbos? Oh, because it's not called a Moed. Why don't you say Hallel on all the last days of Pesach? Right, you say it every day of Sukkot. Why don't you say full Hallel all the days of Pesach? Because it's not Chaluk B'Karban Oseihem. It's all the same carbon. After day one, it's all the same carbon. One second. The second day of Pesach has a different carbon. It has an Omer, the carbon Omer. So why don't you say Hallel at least the second day of Pesach? Okay, not the rest of the Chol HaMoed. What about the second day of Pesach? Right, it's something different. Right, he says this among other rites, the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidin Musafin. The Rambam says, "But Pesach makrivin carbon musaf." He's quoting what you bring on Pesach. Pesach makrivin carbon musaf b'chol yom ubi yom sheni shal Pesach shehu yom shisha asar b'nisan makrivin yeser ala musaf shall kol yom keves la'ola im omer tenufa. Interesting. We don't know what the date is. The Rambam has to tell us. The second day of Pesach, which happens to be the 16th of Nisan, you bring this Karban Omer. As if the Rambam is emphasizing that it's a din in the 16th day of Nisan. Right? Not Dafka, part of Pesach. She Karban Omer, she ikaro balahatir iser chadash, eino mi karbanas haregalim, rak zmano hu biyom shisha asar b'nisan, shehu zman leheter chadash, aval lo mechovas hayom, shal yom sheni shal Pesach. And he quotes another amazing raya. Another amazing raya. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. We know the mishmaros of the Kohanim switch off. Right? Every mishmar goes for about 2 weeks. A week here, a week there, except on the Chagim. On the Chagim, all the Karbano, all the Kohanim work. All the mishmaros work. So, one second. So how do you split it up? So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, on Yontif, all the mishmaros are Shaveh B'Regalim, and they split equally all the Karbanos of the Regalim. They split equally. And the Rambam's lashon is b'med Rambam. When did they split it equally? Per karbanas haregalim u'bechiluk lechem apanim u'bechiluk shtei halechem shel atzeres. Those are all considered karbanas of regalim that have to be split up equally. Lechem apanim, the Shabbos of the Yontif, interesting, and the shtei halechem of Shavuos v'chulu. Aval nedarim and nedavis and tmidim that the mishmar kavua gets even on Yontif. Even on Yontif. Ask the Mishnah L'Melech, why does the Rambam only mention Lechem Apanim and Shtei HaLechem and not mention the Karban Omer? Shouldn't that also be split up equally amongst all the Mishmaros? So explain the Mishnah's Yavis, no. Because that's not a Karban of the Chag, which would be split up by all the Mishmaros. That's Dafka, Karban of the 16th day of Nisan. And if it's the 16th day of Nisan, so Dafka the Mishmar that's supposed to do it that week, that's the one that gets it. And again, there are many other ones related to this, could be Sfiras HaOmer, whether Sfiras HaOmer is Daraisa Darabanan. It's totally on the day. It's not totally, you don't need the Yontif. There's a lot more here. But, that's his beautiful discussion of the, Karban HaOmer. And here it says, Kavu Azman. So what's the Kavu Azman? Is it Pesach? Or is it Dafka, the second day of Nisan, not Dafka of the Karban HaSachat? Okay, we continue. Amar Mar, v'chein ata Omer, b'ashem nazir v'ashem mitzor, v'shashach l'shalosh b'amsulin, hol bo l'hakshir v'l'hakshiro. So again, that's the second one that Rav added in. So we explain why the Mishnah does not mention the Omer. It's a tzibur, all the differences. What about these two? Asham, Nazir, and Mitzorah. So Tanan, our Mishnah is mentioned. It calls V'achav Yishach Nishol Shbang Shir Nishol Balam Shem Chova Chuzi Bezav Achatas V'im Isa Nista Nami Chuz B'Yashem Nazir V'Yashem Mitzorah Tebo Lahak Shev Aloch Shiru. So why aren't these two in the Mishnah? According to Rav, the Mishnah should have mentioned them. Answer, Kivan De'ika Asham Gzelos V'Asham Me'ilos De'lachapara Asu Lo Psikale. It didn't want to go through every detailed Asham. It says, Asham, it didn't want to say Ashamos are Pasul, because there are some Ashamos that are Kasher. Right? These other. Asham Gzelos, Asham Me'ilos. Those are Lechapara Asi, but it's not the same type of Kapara as Lechata, so we Paskin, they're Kasher. Elish Lo Avalam Shem Chova Lo Psikale. So that's why there's no set rule for all Ashamos. That's why the Mishnah did not list it. So the Gemara says, so what's the difference now between Ashamos then? You're telling me, Rav, that if the Asham does not fulfill its purpose, then it's Pasul? So what's the difference? So Maishna Asha Nazir Asha Mitzora De Bo'ula Hakshir Velo Hechshiro. These two types of Ashamos come to accomplish something. The Nazir could start counting again. The Mitzora could come into the camp. So what about the Asham Gezelos and Me'ilos? Harinami Bo'ula Chapar Velo Kipru. Therefore, Kapar purposes to achieve atonement, and you're telling me that they don't bring atonement, you have to bring another carbon anyway. So what should be the difference between all those Ashamos? Amir B'Yirmiya. No. There's a difference. Sometimes lahachshir is different than lachaper. And that's why there's a difference. Matzinu shechilak akasa bein mechaprim uvein machshirin. Mechaprin ispu da'asu lachar misa. Ironically, kapara sometimes you can even have after a person dies, which shows it could be separate from the person. That's why it could be kasher in lo alo bailam shem chova. Machshirin lesbu da'asu lachar misa. A machshir you can never have after the person dies, which shows it needs the connection to the person, and it's going to be possible if it's shalol lishma. It can never have kasher below all abayim l'shem chova. Where do you have that? Where do you ever have such a thing? Titzna, the Mishnah says in Meseches, quoting the beginning of Kedushin, Meseches Kinim, Ha'isha, Sheheviya chatasav amesa, a woman who had a baby, and she died. A woman has to bring a chatas and an ola. So a woman who has to bring her chatas, she brought her chatas, and then she died. Yaviu yarshin olasa. Her yarshin could bring her ola after she died. Olasa v'meisa lo yaviu yarshin chatasa. But if she brought her ola before, can't bring the chatas. What function does the ola and the chatas play here? So Rashi explains, based on the Gemara elsewhere, that the chatas of a yoledes is lahachshir. The chatas is what allows her to eat karbanos. And if the chatas is lahachshir, Rashi explains, the ola is lachaper. It's exactly flipped than what we usually think. The chatas by the yoledes is lahachshir, the ola is lachaper, and what does the Mishnah say? The ola can be brought after she died. So the kapara can be brought after she died. But the chatas, which is lahachshir, cannot. So that's the Gemara's answer. You see, machaper could exist separate from the person, even after the person died. So too in our Mishnah. The Asham, Gezelos, and Me'ilos can be kasher below all of the Bayal Moshem Chova, but the Machshirim, according to Rav at least, cannot. A little bit more, and then we'll stop. So, Matzal of Yehuda, Breder of Shimon Pazi. One second. Machshirim, you know what? I guess we'll stop here. By Maskev, it's going to get a little involved. By Maskev, it's going to continue. Good. Just to mention one point before we finish, and that is, yes, the Gemara says here that a Ola by a Yoledes is the one that's Lachaper and the Chatas is Lahakshir, but we do remember that the Gemara discusses in Meseches Nida Laman Alpha Mabez that a Yoledes did something wrong, and that's why she has to bring out Karbon Lahakshir. The Gemara there says, Shalu Tamidav as Rosh Hashanah Bayachai. We have many questions of the Tamidav Rosh Hashanah Bayachai that he asked him. Not as often. I think he's probably the Tana that gets the most this formulation. Right, remember in Yuma, his Talmidim asked him, why didn't the man fall once a year and not every day? So the Talmidim asked Shema Yechai. I think he's the one also in Megillah that they asked why would the Bnei Yisrael Chayef Kliya in the times of Achashverosh. It's always Talmidim Shema Yechai. So they asked him, Mipnei ma amra Torah yoledes mevi'a karban? Why does the Torah say that a yoledes has to bring a karban? And it's obvious that the question, doesn't it sound interesting? That's noticing now. It doesn't say which carbon. I always thought it was like Pashas the Chatos. But here we're saying the Ola is the Kapara. So the Gemara answers. He answers, Amar Lahan, Bishasha Karas Lele, Kofetzes Vinishbash, Letisakek Labaila. She swears in the pain of childbirth that she's never going to have another child. Leficha Chamra Torah Tavi Karbon, bring a carbon. So Asler of Yosef, Vaha Mezidahi, Ubacharata Talya Misa, Vod Karbon Shmuabai Lesuye. Right? So that's the Dafka. It doesn't say which carbon. It befarished in the Gemara. So maybe it's referring to the Ola. Right, because the Ola is Lachaper, and not according to our Gemara, and not the Chatos. Okay, there's a lot more about the Chatos and the Tumas Leda, but we'll have to stop here. And another point, we'll also have to get back to the Isra of Chadash and the Bach and the Rama and the other Mefarshim. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Maskif.